It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market, one membership per year participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
Okay, you say this podcast is brought to you by... You know that. Well, you know what to do. Actually, I'm not going to tell you what to say. You just do it.
Yep.
Hey, folks.
Yeah. Please do that.
Yep. Keep going. Yep.
Just off the rip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, folks, this podcast is brought to you and empowered by Sunday Cool.
Watch this. Listen.
Or listen.
And
happy birthday, Bradley! From Texas, you're turning 12.
Congratulations.
Good job, buddy. You did it.
Watch this or listen.
Bradley, who just turned 12 and he's from Texas.
Listen.
Listen.
You also
said empowered.
Yeah, yep. No, it's
insane. It's just powered.
It's just insane.
Just powered.
I like empowered.
Let's just change it to empowered.
It speaks to me.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Like brought to you and powered.
Yeah.
Or brought to you empowered.
You know this is all in the beginning too.
Yeah.
We haven't even hit the intro yet because you just won't drop it.
Watch and listen.
Hey, welcome to Coney Island Hot Dogs.
Hey, you got a Chicago dog.
This ad has nothing to do with hot dogs, but do you know what does have something to do with?
Squatchella!
That's right, folks. We're doing a live podcast event in Nashville, Tennessee, August 3rd. Go to squatchella.com to get your tickets now.
It's going to be a great time. We hope to see you there, baby. It's going to be a great time!
Yes, full of fun events. We're going to be talking up on stage. And we're going to be laughing and giggling and tickling each other.
And it's the first one that's ever happened before, so you got to go.
That's right. And if you... the first 200 ninja fans that sign up, Andy will give you a kiss on the cheek. Okay, squatchella.com. Go now.
Boopy time. Boopy time.
Poopy time.
Hey, guys, guess what time it is? It's poopy time. Poopy time.
Guys, guess what time it is? It's poopy time.
Sounds like that, what's his name? Golly, what's his name? He talks like this.
Oh, yeah, cut it out.
He's,
That's enough!
He's Kronk.
Yeah, yeah.
Couscous poison. Couscous poison, poison, poison for Cusco. Peter something. Golly, I can't remember his W name.
Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit, yes. Glad. I'm going to go down that trail real quick.
I'm Peter Rabbit.
I'm Peter Rabbit. I want to go down that hole.
Peter Rabbit. Peter Rabbit.
Look at my cute little ears. Yeah. Patrick. His name's Patrick.
Patrick something.
Patrick something.
Swayze.
Warburton.
Testing.
Patrick Warburton talks like this deep down. Who wears short shorts? I wear short shorts.
That's like the guy in the wheelchair from Family Guy.
That's his voice. That's the quote that he does. He goes, "Who wears short shorts? I wear short shorts." It's just a little.
Dude, you're terrifying.
It's Peter Rabbit?
That's Peter Rabbit, right from the book. The novel.
Right from the book.
The book.
Book.
I don't read books. Don't trust them.
I don't read books. Can't trust a book. That's what they said. That's what they've always said.
To me, it's just a bunch of lies. Literally a book of lies. You're telling me that none of this story actually happened? So you're telling me you got paid for being a liar?
What?
Just my hot take. So you're going to start the episode on your phone like Lily? Because Lily can't be here?
No, I was making a note.
Sorry?
Guy?
Jeez.
Whew, I'm making a note.
Testing.
Hey, who's that over there?
Who's that handsome boy sitting on the couch? That's not my wife. That is Corey Lentz. What's your last
Lentz.
Name?
Lentz.
Lentz. I almost said Lentz.
Oh. I would have gave up that for Lentz.
I get that mistake a lot.
Yeah?
A lot.
Lentz?
Lentz.
Like eye lens?
Depending on where you're from, maybe.
Is it Lentz? Are you German?
Yeah, I think Lentz is a city in Germany. I don't know.
Wait a minute.
But I'm like Slovakian, I think.
Corey Renz.
That's a Corey Renz.
Hey, that makes sense then.
Collins.
It's like a little.
Collins. Collins. Collins.
Welcome back. Doing? Welcome back, Corey.
My hands are sweating.
Mine are too. Were you nervous?
I just feel like I'm on a first date right now.
Yeah, I haven't seen you guys in so long.
I know.
It's been a while.
Look at your face.
Where'd you get rid of that? Why'd you get rid of that mustache, pal?
It was I don't know. It was a mistake. It was an impulse thing.
That's not a mistake.
It's okay.
You look very handsome.
Thank you.
The only reason to ever shave facial hair is for the joy of regrowing it. So here's to you and on your journey.
Or to skin cancer.
Bada boom, bada bang. Tomato, tomato.
Yo, someone in the office today called me. They said, hey, what's up, face?
That was like, me, wasn't it? Just like,
sounds like a jerk. What's up, face?
That's just the first thing I noticed.
That's what everyone's noticing about me today, too. They're just like, oh, got some sun? Yeah.
Did you go to the beach this weekend?
Yes, I did.
Obviously, you didn't use sunscreen.
Oh, silly goose.
You guys went tarpon fishing, right?
Yes, we did. A-Dub, Corey, and me. And Corey's the only one that reeled one in.
Did you touch it?
No.
Got up to the boat, though. Leadered it. It's all that matters.
It was a catch.
It was a catch. It's a legal catch.
All right.
Hey, stop.
Some would say when you don't touch it, it doesn't count.
I don't remember ever seeing a picture of you holding a tarpon.
Because I've never touched a tarpon.
Exactly. So don't start.
Have you ever hooked into a tarpon?
I did, but so, I was so too weak.
By his logic, you've caught a tarpon.
No, Taylor reeled in, my brother. I got about 5 minutes in, I'm like, I can't do it.
I'm tapping.
Was it a big one?
Yeah, it was big.
Yeah.
The, what's his face? The captain.
Ed, yeah.
Yeah, he said I was like definitely over 100.
That's awesome. Captain Ed, he's a good guy.
I liked him.
He's going to start watching the pod.
Yeah.
He was psyched.
Shout out, yeah. Captain Ed.
And Daniel.
What's his charter called?
Wicked Hook Fishing, I think it's called. Wicked Hook Fishing in Boca Grande. So check them out. They're awesome.
Last night I was laying in bed and I looked him up on Instagram and I went to their website. Your dad's on the front page.
Papa Steve right there.
Nice.
Yeah, he does have one of the greatest tarpon photos of all time.
Yeah.
We'll put it up right here.
Because he caught it out and it ran to the beach.
Beached it, yeah.
So he was able to get out and hold it up on the beach.
And wasn't like there was like a whole crowd on the beach, right? Because like there's literally, like if you don't know what a tarpon is, like they are literally dinosaurs. They look like majestic creatures. Like it's crazy. Mythical creatures, not majestic. They are majestic as well. But we also saw a hammerhead going crazy on the beach, going after a tarpon. That was pretty fun too.
Literally, this hammerhead was splashing around, like zipping in these people probably 15 feet away. In the water, weren't even paying attention.
No, they didn't care. And then they saw that
they were sprinting.
And they were hugging each other on the beach to make sure they were safe. Like, come on.
Are you okay?
Oh my goodness. We barely made it.
We could have died.
It's just the guy's like, are you all right?
Dude.
Are you okay?
Sprinting out of the water is like the most dangerous thing you can do, too. Like thrashing and stuff.
You have to always turn your back on a predator and always thrash as much as you can. That's how you survive.
Yeah. Always look like a fish when you're in the ocean.
Do you know that
you're a vulnerable fish?
I think it was World War II. They did a bunch of research on sharks and like how to avoid shark attacks, and they used to think that thrashing kept you safe, and they thought neon colors kept you safe. But literally, we started losing a bunch of soldiers, and people started getting attacked. So they're like, "Well, it turns out all of our research was wrong." So now that you've lost a bunch of your fellow soldiers, they nicknamed all the like shark repellent stuff they gave them that was yellow. They nicknamed it Yum Yum Yellow. Everyone quit wearing it.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Speaking of Yum Yum.
Hey, Corey, you want a song?
I do want a song.
Okay, we're going to see how this one goes. Corey walked in right when we started practicing it, so.
In his defense, he was on time.
Don't say that until the very end.
Okay, yeah. We've been practicing this for a while now.
Yeah, it's perfected.
I'm ready.
Oh gosh.
In the quiet of night, whispers in the air, storms rolling in, but there's something feels rare.
Say that about the thunder and the rain. I'm sorry, I tried to help you. All right, from the top, here we go. I tried to just echo the. You got it.
In the quiet of the night, whispers in the air, storms rolling in, but there's something feeling rare. There's something natural, thunder and rain, but there's a shadow overhead, whispering in pain. Whispering in pain. totally messed us up.
Clouds gather high, secrets in the sky. Government's hand guiding where the winds will cry. Raindrops fall, but there's a hidden hand. Weather's just a pawn in a grander plan. In a grander plan.
Silver seeds in the clouds, planted in every storm. Lightning's bright flash, but it's all a norm. Feeds will drown and dry, and oh, command.
A silent war on nature by unseen hands.
Clouds gather high, secrets in the sky.
Government's hands guiding where the winds will crack. Raindrops fall, but there's a hidden hand. Weather's just a pawn in a grander plan. In the grander plan.
Go to the last outro. So let's start the show.
Ninjas are butterflies, no matter the whip. Just let it fly. Episode 94, let the show begin. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you grin.
What in the world? You kicked over the UFO. Why'd you do that?
I mean, me too.
It was an accident.
You guys will be so unrehearsed and kill it. That song literally has a single note, and that's the one that threw you.
You just sing this here, and you do it the whole time.
That was great. That was flawless. I can't believe we nailed that one.
I can't believe it either.
I can't believe all these people love and listening to our songs and that we never mess up on, and they're always perfect.
Wasn't that really good?
That was my favorite one.
Dang. Thank you.
See? Dang. True performers.
True performers.
Can you go... Wow! Real quick, really loud.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you do it just real quick?
Just please, like, just wow! Quick.
Wow!
There it is.
Then we'll edit that
do you want,
in.
Do you want me to pitch it up higher?
Do you want me higher?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Oh, okay.
Wow!
It's Mickey Mouse.
What is, I was about to say, yeah, that's what that was.
Do this, do this, do this.
Thanks, Lil. I mean, Corey.
All right.
Corey Lil.
That was a good time. Corey Lil.
Lins.
Whoa. What's your middle name? Can we guess? Wait, guess. Mm. Corey blank Lins. Does it sound good with it? Corey Arthur.
I think it does.
Corey Arthur it's Lins. Like
a, no. Starts with an R.
Robert.
No. Richard.
Rudolph.
Corey Richard Lins. No. That does sound good.
That does sound good, but you know what also does sound good?
What? I have a couple ideas.
Today's questions are everyone be quiet. We're off to a really good start today, and we're going to finish it really, really good. But we're going to cut in right now to something that may not be good, or it may be good, because it's a question that we have to answer together, individually. It's a yes or no. So today's question, sent in by a viewer. Was what Trump... did wrong,
Corey? I mean, you've
I don't want to go first.
I think you have to. You're our guest.
I
it's
want
a yes
you
or
to
no.
Set the tone.
Is what he did wrong?
No.
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 You kidding me?
I mean,
is that really how you feel?
98% of the time.
I'm gonna okay. Well. I mean, I would say yes, what he did was wrong.
I would agree as well.
Well.
Andrew, what do you think?
I agree with you guys.
Yeah. And of course, Corey, we're talking about in the 1992 film Home Alone 2, where movie star Macaulay Culkin
went up to Donald Trump
as the character Kevin McAllister.
Yeah.
And asked Donald Trump, do you know where the lobby is? And Donald Trump said, it's right over there. And what I think what was wrong of what he did was he didn't check with the young child to see if his parents were there.
Absolutely. You have some juvenile kid coming up to you, asking you where the directions are. How about you lend a hand, pal? How about you actually do something? Get off your, you know, billion-dollar tuchus and do something about it.
Yeah.
Is Corey with abandoning children?
I think... that's exactly what's happening. I think Corey just said that he's okay with not helping lost children.
Oh my gosh.
You prefer all children to be lost? Is that what you're saying?
I think that's exactly what he's saying. And he actually prefers Trump to ignore the lost children.
My goodness,
so,
dude.
I mean, I guess you guys heard it here first. Corey, what's all trying to be lost forever and not get any help? Welcome to the show!
Ah!
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
As an empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!
Ha! Ninjas attack!
I mean, in the wild, is there always going to be a guy to give you an answer? I mean, so. Let's have a little reasoning here.
I think we should all aspire to be that guy and hope that that guy is always there.
Yes, but he.
You're not that guy, pal.
You're not that guy, pal.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Didn't mean to. That was an accident, guys.
That was actually an accident.
Gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
Believe it or not, that was actually an accident. You know what's not an accident, though?
What isn't?
Let's talk about 9/11.
Start off on a light foot, baby.
I was watching this TED Talk the other day. This guy in, I believe it's England or somewhere in Europe, but he was doing this class and they're talking about 9/11. And in the TED Talk, he was talking about Building 7. And he told all students there's a 9/11 tragedy memoir or something. It's a book, right? Mm-hmm. That the US government put out about everything that happened at 9/11. The book never mentions Building 7.
At all?
No. And so he asked the audience, he said, how many of you ever heard that there are three towers that fell that day? And there was like maybe 10 people that raised their hand out of like 300 people. And he's like, and then I gave the prompt to my students to be like, can you find anywhere in this book or anywhere written about why Building 7 collapsed? Mm-hmm. Like the full breakdown. And none of them could. And the only thing was the US like released this one statement of like some engineering firm or consultation that the US government hired to show how it collapsed.
Yeah.
But it was funded by the US and like no bueno.
So are we witnessing possibly an attempt to erase certain history?
Yes, I think so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cause that is definitely one of the biggest what do they call the gun? The geez Louise, I'm losing my mind.
The smoking gun.
That's okay. Kind of like the smoking gun of like, okay, there's a conspiracy here for sure. Because like Building 7 does not make sense.
No.
And so it's weird if they do try to nix that, get rid of it, then it's like there is no smoking gun. There is no, you know, reason to start the investigation. It's like they're huge planes. They obviously just took them down.
Yeah. And speaking of planes running into buildings.
Yes.
You told me today.
Yeah. There was, I was surprised to find out that wasn't the first time a plane has actually hit a tower or a skyscraper inside in New York City. And it turns out in 1945, a B-25 bomber got lost in the fog and crashed into the 79th floor of the Empire State Building, and 14 people died in the accident. Look at the hole. That's 79 stories off the ground. Okay, a B-25.
I'm looking up that plane.
That's a big plane.
It's a big plane, but it's big not plane. As big as you'd think, because it wasn't carrying any bombs or anything like that. And so that's what was my thing. Like I saw this on Reddit, and I was like, okay, so how does that happen in 1945, right? And it doesn't fall. But in 2001, we have two of the biggest, you know, skyscrapers in the world just plummel on top of themselves, pulverizing themselves.
I like plummel.
Pummeling. I don't know. I'm they bad plummel. With words.
They plummel down.
Bummel then.
Bad.
But it's just kind of interesting. So they kind of like did a comparison of like, okay, so why would that happen? And 9/11, not. So apparently the B-25 is at most like 30,000 pounds over like takeoff weight, right? Whereas the planes that hit in 9/11 were like almost 400,000 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Of takeoff. And so they had like 100,000 gallons of fuel on board. And the B-25s, they travel only at like 250 max, I think, 300 max. And the planes that hit the World Trade Center was going over 600 miles an hour. So there's definitely like big differences. And Empire State Building is built mostly of steel and concrete. Like, so it's a solid building. They're comparing the World Trade Center was like basically if you had a wooden box and then you had like almost like a cardboard box, like the difference between those two. And so it's just a lot stronger.
Whose side are you on?
I don't know, but I had to go through the comments because there had to be somebody like comparing the differences. But it is very, very strange. And it's actually the highest fire that firefighters have ever put out ever in history. And so, but there is a cool survivalist story I want to share.
Okay.
Okay. So when it was hit on the 80th floor, it hit on the 75th, did I say? 79th. On the 80th floor, right above it, there's a lady named Betty Lou Oliver, all right?
That is such a 40s name.
Right, Betty Lou Oliver. And she was an elevator attendant who was badly burnt on the 80th floor by the explosion. Firefighters arrived, and they were helping her, and they put her into the elevator. And as soon as they put her in there, it drops. 80 stories all the way to the bottom. Let's see here. They watched in horror as it flattened into a crumpled heap into the basement. Amazingly, she survived, but yet she broke her legs, back, neck, and pelvis. And she spent 8 months in the hospital. 8 months, but made a full recovery and lived to the age of 74.
So she was pancaked in the elevator?
Dude, yeah. She plummeted.
She jumped when she got to the bottom.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what she did. But that's her leaving the hospital after 8 months.
She looks, Betty Lou, you look great.
Betty Lou, you look awesome. You look so great.
Her face did not get broken though, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They've got, I wonder if they have like, you know, anything in the structure at the bottom of the thing. Like if there's like bracing, like the same way they do guardrails for cars, like they're designed to take impact and compress.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's.
But 1945, I doubt there's a lot
of. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll put spikes at the bottom of the elevator shaft just in case.
it doesn't make sense. Takes them out of their misery. What? No.
It'll break the fall.
But she has the Guinness World Record for the highest survival fall in an elevator.
So lucky.
Let's break that. Let's break it right now, guys. Crazy story, though.
I hate elevators. I've told you guys I got stuck in one for like a few hours at a beach camp. So there's like 20 of our students.
Yeah.
Literally, the kids started taking their shirts out and wringing them into a water bottle. They were trying to fill up a water bottle with sweat before they got off the thing.
That sounds like youth.
And so, I mean, we're literally just stuck in this thing. You have to let them play because there are other people on the verge of like real like panic attack terror. And so I was like, they're laughing. We're just going to live here. And it was like 100 degrees out. It was terrible.
I saw a TikTok.
Establish a pee corner.
Yeah.
I saw this TikTok where these guys snuck into a World War II bomb shelter in London.
Mm-hmm.
And they went down these stairs. They're like 200 to 300 feet underground.
Dang.
And they wanted to go back up, and there was an elevator that worked. And they got on, and the guy's like, I don't know about this. And they went up, but they're like, dude, yeah. if you get stuck, you're stuck.
You're dead.
Nightmare. Like, I don't think they had, like, cell phone coverage and stuff because they're so far under.
Dude, that would never.
Would
be so scary. I saw a video on Reddit today of people are in an elevator, and then suddenly they see a clunk, and then the doors start opening a little bit. Water's rushing in. And the next scene is them up to their necks,
bro,
stuck in an elevator. I'm like, that would be so scary.
I remember seeing that clip, but I forget the context. Do you remember?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up, though. Jeez. But yeah, it was so scary, dude.
What do you think about elevators?
I mean, you're kind of making me pro stairs now.
do you like get scared in elevators or heights or anything like that?
I get nervous.
Yeah.
I get nervous. Like every time I click it, it's just like it goes and... Mm.
Yeah, the girls are obsessed with jumping on elevators now. That's all they do when they get in an elevator. They just jump as soon as the doors close.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. None of that.
Oh.
Elevators, baby.
Elevators, baby.
Hey, lots of ups and downs.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that.
Dang it. Sorry, man. I had to make the joke. It works on so many levels.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Andy.
Sorry. I'll do it.
So, ups and downs.
Ups and downs, lefts and rights.
Lefts and rights.
Bottoms, tops.
Probably going to war with Russia.
What? What are you talking about?
Did you guys hear about this?
I mean, I know that we have Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe Biden.
What are you thinking?
I don't know. I just for what he's doing. But he told everyone that they can drop bombs on Russia. Is that what you're talking about?
What he said was that he quietly gave Ukraine permission to use U.S. weapons on Russian soil.
Yeah, and I heard it was during the day of the verdict, too. And so, like, they said quietly. They literally were just trying to sweep it under the rug.
You know what Putin said about it?
What did Putin say about it?
He said, well, there will be fatal consequences, and that we are playing with fire, risking global conflict.
Great.
So
wonderful. You guys remember at the beginning of the year that when we give our predictions about how crazy this year was going to be?
Yeah.
Politically and everything? It's going to get spicy. What was the first word he said, Putin? Like, what was the phrase?
Fatal consequences.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love that. That's the tagline right there.
Yikes.
Headline.
What are we doing?
Why?
Hold on. Time out, though. Fatal consequences. We're talking about, like, these, there's, let's do our government and all of NATO's governments. Collectively, all these governments making all these decisions, probably, yeah, like, what, 50 people, right?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
But we're talking about whole countries going to have to face consequences potentially,
yeah,
because of a group of people that are just like, yeah, do this. You can do that. And everyone, all of us are like, well, we don't want that.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I mean, you just got to enjoy that cup of coffee in the morning. I mean, just
preach.
Enjoy every sandwich. Mm. Yeah, I heard that phrase.
No.
There's a guy, he was a big musician. I don't know what his name was, but I talked to your dad about it one time, but he went on Letterman and he was like, he had 6 months to live. And so instead of, you know, like hiding, he literally started doing tours and stuff and started going on David Letterman. And David Letterman asked him, like, what's, that must have been so difficult, like hearing that news and looking at your family. He's like, how has it changed your life now? And he says, I've just learned to enjoy every sandwich. And just like every, amen, moment, every bite, just loving it.
I went skydiving.
I enjoyed every sandwich I ate.
What's your guys' sandwiches?
Crispy, ooh, tuna sandwich.
You're lying.
No, I'm just kidding. Just trying to go with the song. My favorite sandwich?
Yeah, like what? Like, ooh, if you have to enjoy
one sandwich,
one more sandwich, like what's that sandwich?
Dang, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. I mean, why did I think Five Guys at first? That's it. It's a good old cheeseburger. That would be hard. I think a good, name some sandwiches for me.
I love a classic ham and Swiss.
Mm. Okay.
I'd probably do just a good grilled cheese.
Just doing a sushi-rito.
What is that?
Sushi burrito.
Yeah. It's not a sandwich.
That's not a sandwich.
It's not a sandwich, Andrew.
It is.
It's a sushi and a burrito.
What about two separated pieces of bread sandwich?
What?
Like no,
talk about normal sandwiches.
Like bread, not tortilla.
Just a PB&J. Go back to my roots.
That's beautiful.
What was that sandwich that you liked that we taught, we made fun of? It was like the whole wheat bread or something.
It was a cake.
Peanut butter whole wheat cake.
Yeah, yeah. I'd still need to make it. I swear it's good.
Yeah, we need to have it for the pod. That'd be good.
But you have to like really like PB&J. But
I love me some PB&J.
Peanut butter frosting. I think this is the same exact conversation we had on the last pod. But yeah are you a fan? Peanut butter frosting?
He loves peanut butter. Don't you?
I was telling him over the weekend, I would cut one of my fingers off instead of giving up peanut butter the rest of my life.
That's fair.
Let's do it. What's your sandwich? Did you say a sandwich yet?
No. I've never had it, but like one of the heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a like good a one. Hero. Like I've just.
What if you hate TikTok. It?
There's no way. There's no way, right?
Not a chance. I've had some bad ones, so that's the only reason I say that.
But like from like a good spot.
Yeah.
Like New York makes good ones. That's what they're known for.
I don't know.
Northeast.
Yeah.
From the Northeast.
I ate a Euro at a mall last week, so they weren't great. It was not great at all. So I'm starting the bar pretty low.
Did you say a hero or a Euro?
A hero.
It's the same thing. I mean, just
like
different pronunciation.
It's like a sub kind of thing.
Yeah, you're talking
Euro.
About Euro. Yeah, you're talking about the like with like the lamb
fried,
stuff, right?
Like a fried chicken cutlet, like that. Like chicken. Like
I think this is a different sandwich you guys are talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about then. Are you talking about the Euro with like the lamb?
No. It's like a sub.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it called a hero? It's called a hero. It's got to be.
It sounds like it would be.
A
hero. I've been called a hero.
It's got to be like one of Subway's $5 footlongs.
I thought Josh was a hero.
I am.
Dude.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Speaking of Subway.
Am I making myself look like a fool?
No.
Maybe not. We'll see.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Oblong roll. Yeah, oblong roll.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Of course. Better known as a hero.
Yeah, of course. Because the person who made it was a hero.
So that's
generally Italian flavored.
Okay, yeah, that's completely different than a hero.
Oh.
Of course it is.
Do you guys speak
chicken, Parmigiana, meatball hero, sir? Yeah.
I mean, oh, yeah.
You know what? Turkey and cheese.
Oh, man.
Perfect.
Speaking of turkey and cheese.
Tell me about it.
Dylan Page commented on one of our videos.
Thanks, Dylan!
Do you know Dylan Page? Probably not, right? He's on TikTok. No. He's like pretty big.
Whatever. He's a British guy that does a lot of like topical news. It's breaking news, all that's out there. But he's really great.
I think he's technically South African, but he lives in England.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, we theorized that he works for the CIA.
Okay.
And he commented, said, "Be careful, you're getting too close to the truth."
Oh, good for you. That's good though. Hey, you're on good. Top of it.
Yeah, but you guys go comment on every one of Dylan's videos and say, "Come on, ninjas or butterflies," and we'll have to question him to see if he is in fact working for the CIA.
Seriously, go to his Instagram or his TikTok. Please blow up his comments. Yep. We need him on here.
Yeah,
He's a dope guy. He seems like a really cool guy.
He does.
And we've talked about a lot of his stories that he's broke. So
we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We shall
but
see.
Speaking of Subway. Going back since I tried to interject and it didn't
work.
Oh,
you did, yeah.
Did you see that they just got in trouble for having a chemical in their bread? Like it's back coming around. It turns out there's a chemical in their bread. They call their bread fresh. It's not. There's a chemical that makes it fluffier and look fresher, but it's the same chemical that they use in the rubber and like yoga mats and the soles of shoes to puff them out.
What?
Yeah, they just got in trouble for using that chemical in their bread.
That's just so
gross,
dude.
Overseas, they're not allowed to call it bread.
Yep.
Subway.
Yeah, because it's like technically not bread. And the fish too.
But
like the tuna.
They had that debacle and like fixed a bunch of stuff. This just came out. There's like another chemical that they had to pull. It's like, just make bread.
Dude, I'm so sick of these fast food restaurants, dude. What about Chipotle?
Oh, they're like portion control.
Yeah, and did you see the guy, the owner?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, "Hey, listen, if you're at Chipotle, and, like they don't give you as much rice or whatever you want. Just all you have to do is just kind of, you know,
yeah.
Do that. It's like that's not our job. Like, we shouldn't have to like passive aggressively guilt these people into just giving us more food. It's crazy. It's absolutely wild. But then the previous CEO was like, they clipped him when he was starting, like, and they're like, no one cares.
Yeah.
It's like, I care about waste. I don't care about, you know, portion sizes. Because you give more people more portions, you will have them come back, and you're going to make more money. Yep. And so waste per person goes down. And so it's just...
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Hey, maybe I should become the Chipotle CEO.
Yeah.
Chipotle.
I'd eat at your restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. I was looking at a hot dog cart this morning on Facebook Marketplace.
Did I?
$1,500. And I'm like, that would be pretty cool. Comes with a nice little umbrella and everything. Dude.
Pretty low business startup cost right there.
I think.
Just park outside of Lowe's.
Dude, let's do it.
Let's start a hot dog stand.
I'll just like start hanging out like outside of like schools and stuff. Andy, you probably shouldn't be doing that.
If this was a joke, we get an intern eventually. And like that's part of their shift is they start every day with like 3 hours at a hot dog cart.
They just have to do all the prep.
We go buy and eat hot dogs and then come back here.
Mm.
I like it.
There is, I don't know if you'd call it a stand, but outside the Lowe's by my house, they're like smoking ribs out front. Just
really
hot dogs.
Have you had them? Are they good?
No, but it tempts me every time.
There's this guy that goes. It's in the Apopka Sam's Club. There's always this guy that has this like 1,000 gallon smoker and just crushing it. And you could. This guy just out there sweating all day, just throwing ribs on them. I'm like, this probably is the greatest food of all time.
Yeah.
It was pretty delicious.
Speaking of hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Hot diggity dog.
You know that movie, All Dogs Go to Heaven?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
No. It's so random.
It's the most depressing thing ever.
Thank you.
Okay. You know the last scene where Charlie goes up on the bed?
Saying goodbye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the girl actress, the voice actor, her name her name was Judith Barcy, and it was either a couple of days or a couple of weeks before Burt Reynolds had to voice over his part for that scene.
Yeah.
She was unalived
by
her father. And so he went into the studio and he asked for a closed session or whatever. What was it called? A closed set.
Yeah.
To where it was just him and the audio engineer. Mm-hmm. And they said it took him like 30 something attempts to do the scene, and they actually had to reanimate it because he was like
so emotional,
like crying during the thing.
Because
she was like, I watched the scene today, I'm like, I started crying. I'm like, dude, this is so sad. Because she's like, well, I see you again, Charlie. And I'm like, oh my gosh,
that is so sad.
Yeah,
dude, that's crazy.
Yeah,
good for Bert though.
Yeah,
getting it done right. Golly, man, that's a...
What a downer.
Just like you think that song, the movie couldn't get any sadder.
Yeah, that movie was also terrifying.
I used to watch it. I'll have to rewatch it tonight because Like I remember I used to love it.
Yeah, same. But I was always scared of it a little bit though. Like when they go to hell and stuff.
Yeah, I can't remember the details. That's the thing. I'll have to
have you ever seen it?
No.
Oh man,
it's a rough one.
It came out in the '80s, right?
Rough.
All dogs go to heaven.
Yeah.
All get up.
I just feel like I'm just so out of touch, and you guys seem so in touch.
Mm.
Like we get that.
I mean, look at you guys. You walk down the street, you're like, those guys know what's going on.
Those guys, they're in touch.
Those guys have seen All Dogs Go to Heaven for sure.
For sure, they look sad. That,
that what are some Disney movies that you guys remember from your childhood? Because I showed the girls, you remember Smart House?
Yeah.
I showed the girls that last night and they loved it.
What was the one?
It was like an AI house. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. That's really good. I was a fan, like legit shaped me Swiss Family Robinson.
That was
like
a good one.
Yeah. Like the tree house.
Cool.
I don't think I ever watched that.
That was like old.
Fighting white people like, dressed up like brown pirates.
No. Yeah. I don't think I ever watched it.
What was the one where the kid who was playing Little League and like went back to the medieval times?
What? Oh, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. Mm.
Dang.
Medieval times? So like, okay, so it's a Disney movie?
I believe so. Disney baseball player, medieval times.
Okay.
Movie.
Here we go. We'll see. Kid in King Arthur's court? That one?
Yeah.
Is that Disney? I've never heard of that. I don't think so. I don't know.
It has to be Disney.
That's so funny. Yeah, it is Disney.
Yes.
The Kid in King Arthur's Court.
Yeah.
That looks hilarious. I'll have to look at that. That's pretty awesome. I do remember the one, the what is the Irish one? Luck of the Irish.
That one was kind of scary, though.
The
leprechaun?
The end battle scene?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, yeah. Have you guys ever seen that one?
Was that the Disney, like, Disney Channel?
Yeah, one? Disney Channel movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a basketball player, family has some, like, weird Irish history, and he turns into, like, a leprechaun or something.
Dude, that era was unhinged.
It was great. It was so wild.
Have you seen that? Oh, I don't want to talk about it now, because I got to pull up a picture of it.
What is it?
It's this castle in Ireland, and it's like in ruins now or whatever, but when they were excavating it, like down below, they found a like mummified leprechaun, and it was the scariest looking thing. It looked like a little demon. It had like sharp teeth, and it was just like...
It was a legitimate like body though?
Yeah, it was like a skeleton of like hair and stuff.
That's creepy.
And there's like a bunch of like stories surrounding that castle, like it's like super haunted.
Oh no, thank you. That is nuts. You remember seeing that that viral video of those people that saw a leprechaun in the tree and it was going like on the news story?
Oh yeah.
That was so funny. I can't remember
it was in Mobile.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It was so everyone was psyched about it, dude.
Wasn't that the origin of Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife?
No.
Was that not it?
No. It's so funny though.
I gotta find that clip.
Yeah.
Oh, but speaking of leprechauns, did you know that we have an ad, don't go anywhere! Is he sleeping?
I think he is.
Andy!
What?
What are you doing?
Oh, sorry. I just fell asleep. I thought I just got really bored for a second.
Why did you get bored? We're having a great time.
I don't know. I don't have any information to keep me awake. Do you have anything?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. I mean, maybe like hypothetically, if you said like, I don't know, go like that SundayCool.com had like the coolest and softest shirts in the world, I would maybe be awake. But you haven't said that yet.
And I won't say it.
And hypothetically, maybe like if you did go to order a SundayCool.com, got or shirts from there, or stairs, whatever, it would have a 72-hour turnaround because that's a really insane amount of turnaround. That's really quick. That would be exciting. But no, you haven't said that yet. No one's mentioned it. And so, yeah, I'm tired. I'm sleeping on the job, okay?
Did you say stairs or stickers?
Don't worry about it. We do stairs as well, all right? We're always thinking one step ahead.
Oh. Hey.
SundayCool.com, go get your customizable merch now. Right, Corey?
Yes.
Corey, pitch Sunday Cool real quick. Why should they order from Sunday Cool?
Great people.
Yep.
Yep.
I unplugged myself.
Yep.
Yep. Keep going. We can hear you.
Sometimes we get lunch on Fridays.
Oh!
SundayCool.com.
Go now.
Stairs?
I actually did unplug stairs. Myself, though.
I meant like stairs.
We
offer stairs, too.
You guys terrify me.
Why?
You guys just say the scariest stuff sometimes.
I'm
like
sorry.
That, I could have went my entire life not knowing that existed.
Might have existed.
What's the thing that's been scaring you the most recently? What keeps you up at night?
Not much. I'm a good sleeper.
Well, that's okay. How are you feeling about the world right now? Are you feeling optimistic?
Dude, you know, I talk to my dad every morning on the drive to work.
Yeah, I admire that.
And what he...
What's that like? Keep going.
I'll tell you. And he loves watching the news. Yep. Big news guy. And like this morning on the way to work, we were talking, and he was like saying this stuff about like the Gaza Strip and like this is happening. And mm-hmm. like, dude, like I just don't need this at 7:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like that's not firing me up.
Yeah. He's just trauma dumping on you. Yeah. Basically every morning.
Yeah. That's why like you guys do it all the time. Like, you guys must live in that.
We kind of look for the bright side of things.
Got to make a joke out of it somehow.
Yeah. Laugh nice. About it all. Not all of it, but.
Let's make a joke about that all dogs in heaven story.
Oh, geez.
Just kidding. Yeah, but that's just what you got to do. Got to take, can't be, that's the thing. It's a fine line of being like obsessed with it, but then you also don't want to be like an ostrich putting your head in the ground, you know?
Yeah, or you like wanna, being consumed by of like fear, because then you're just like, your life is miserable. Instead mm-hmm. of just being like, hey, we're having a good time.
You also don't want to be ignorant to everything because like that, and like prayers do work, you know? There's a lot of things that we can do. If we're aware of other situations that are terrible in this world, we can make tiny little decisions in our life that hopefully can change the culture.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. Yeah. Who knows?
It's weird, though, because, like, in a spiritual way, like, we're always talking about the dark entities behind a lot of the things that are happening. And that sounds heavy and weighty, but in a way, it takes away the threat of the opposition as mm-hmm. a believer.
Yeah. It's just like when people would just make fun of, back in the day, like, people would make fun of Hitler, like, outright, because they're like, we're not afraid of you. Like the cinema and everything like that, they would have no problem mocking this terrible, terrible person, because it's like if you hide from it, you're just giving it more power in a weird way.
Nazi jokes back on the menu.
Yum yum.
Zum zum.
I don't know what that zum was. Zum zum yellow.
Let's.
Do you remember the sketch of the leprechaun in Mobile?
I totally forgot about it. It's so good.
What did it look like? I got the clip.
There's one guy that says he's so
St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take
pictures. We're having a blast, dude.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in a tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! The way he looks back and smiles.
Say yeah! Yeah!
Everyone else who sees the leprechaun, say yeah!
He's so proud of it. Yeah.
Dude, that would be so fun to be in that crowd.
That would be a blast.
Dude, that's the web redemption that we get for ninjas. We find that guy.
Dude.
Bring him back. Let's go leprechaun hunting in the Everglades.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that. I trust him.
Dude, I trust him. Yeah, dude, that kind of positivity. I don't care if I'm being led straight into, like, a fiery pit. Like, that type of energy, that's good. That's all you need, man.
Yeah, I had to be a leprechaun.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, Corey, do you have a question?
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I do. Oh. I actually just thought about it.
Okay, well, it's
Question Corner, Question Corner, Question Corner with Corey, where the questions are fresh on his mind.
Whoa.
It's kind of dark, though. Like,
All right.
That tone was perfect for it, then.
Like, it is kind of dark. Like, I want to ask it, but at the same time, I was like, man, I don't really want to bring this up.
If you had to kill a dog or a cat, which one would be?
And how would you kill it?
But, you know, I'm just going to throw it out there, and if you guys want to judge me, that's fine.
No judgment here.
Hey, you used to play baseball. I bet you are good at throwing things out there. the gun?
No, it was the...
Oh, got it.
Rim the
drums. You're saying it's a bad joke.
Do you think more people are afraid of dying or the pain that they would endure of dying?
The heck, dude, that's so dark. What are you doing?
I know, I feel bad, but I that's
the
what
thought
I think
of
about.
Dying, or like, they're more afraid of the pain of dying.
Like, are you afraid to die, or are you afraid to go through the pain of dying?
I'm more afraid of that.
I'm more afraid to die.
That's interesting. Okay, I mean, because I'm afraid, like, because I don't like once you're dead, right? So, like, I'm not really afraid of dying, but like, what if like your reality of dying is just like, dude. Like, that's terrible.
That is a really dark
You know what
question.
I mean?
Such a crazy question.
I'm sorry.
I want all the kids that are watching this episode right now to let to look at your parents and tell them which one you're more afraid of.
Yeah, my mind is spinning with all the things you might be implying and where that question's coming from.
I don't know if we can air that.
I think I'm more scared of like regret of like just I don't want to get to the point of like, man, I could have done more or stuff like that. So it's like I think I'm more afraid of dying like tomorrow or something, you know, compared to like going through some pain.
Do you think you'll feel regret in heaven?
No.
I don't think it'll be a feeling of regret, but I think you probably will recognize, I don't know,
shame,
man. Or recognize just missing out or something, you know, like,
yeah,
because I mean, like would we know the people that aren't there?
And
so how would you feel like, oh, I knew this person, I had a relationship with this person, I could have done something and they're not there. What kind of knowledge do we have?
And like the difference between what is experienced in Abraham's bosom as compared to the new heaven, new earth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's like the story of, you know, send somebody to quench the fire on a drop of water on my tongue. And he's talking about
all that parable, right?
Yeah, it's a parable. But what's being implied there? Just more questions.
Yeah.
No answers.
Mm. What would you say?
I don't know if you could feel regret or shame. Because, like, you go to heaven, mm-hmm. right? And, like, yeah. you're, like, a being.
Yeah.
Like, say, like, looking down, you are a being surrounding everyone else. I think you just feel, like, a sense of, like, purity. Like, yeah. I don't think at that point you make it to heaven. I don't think you even think about your past life because you have made it to your destination of where you've longed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're more encapsulated with that and then helping people that are still alive kind of reach you by surrounding them in kind of like a way.
Interesting. What about you? What about the dying?
Like your purpose. Thing? Like yeah. your purpose. Like yeah. your purpose was to not eat one more whole wheat banana cake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't think you regret that at all.
Which one are you more afraid of?
The process of dying.
The process of dying?
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
All right. Anyways.
We just went good. Somewhere, bro.
I'm sorry to take
we
it there.
No. We went somewhere.
It's real conversation. It's raw. It's raw, baby.
Yeah. See, because now that I've hit 30, I feel like I've gone to the dentist for the first time in like 7 years.
Oh, congratulations.
And so my teeth are screwed up. You just had an infected colon. So it's like, so I'm trying to think of like, man, I saw a quote from Jimmy Carr on TikTok recently, and he said, like, I would bet everything that you, if you were like 25 years from now, you would give up every physical item that you have to go back to this time to be as healthy as you are right now, to be and everything. And like, that's something I'm trying to get in my mind. I'm like, okay, maybe I should start taking my health a little bit more seriously, and because I don't want to be 65 and be in pain all the time.
Yeah. I just got recently, this past weekend, my side was hurting so bad, and I finally went to the ER. And I have something called diverticulitis, which is basically like...
You're not even a diver.
I know. But it's your sigmoid colon that gets inflamed and can get infected. And every doctor that talked to me about, like, you're way too young to have this. Typically, people over 60 have this. I'm like,
oh, no.
Oh, crap. I'm not a fast pass, baby.
You got that express life.
Watch out! That's why I pee so much.
Yep. You poop a lot.
Poop a lot. Yell at the neighbor kids.
Yeah, but guess what? I don't care if your house is on fire. But guess who? You got a new family member.
Yep. His name's Dutch.
Dutchy.
And he's a golden retriever.
And someone else's family's growing too. Yeah,
dude. Stoked. Next Friday.
You get a new puppy?
Yep.
And then trying to get two. Paige, please.
Here, let's
let Andrew get another puppy.
I'll pull it up. Here's the pictures. This is the puppy we're getting. This is the one that we already have a deposit on.
Beautiful.
And then
what kind is it? Corgi?
Corgi. And then this is the other.
Yeah, you got to be like Queen Elizabeth, dude. Have two corgis running around. That's all you got to do.
You can really tell them apart too. They're completely different. Oh, yeah.
Now, you don't have a dog yet. Are you going to get a dog?
I want a dog.
Yeah.
But also, I don't want to get a dog that I can't, like...
Take care of. Good life.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, have fun
like,
with it.
I travel a lot. Yeah. Like, I'm always doing stuff. It's, like, not fair to it to...
But are you flying a lot or are you driving a lot?
Driving.
Dude, I'm telling you. Dude. You get the right dog, it'd be the best thing. I mean, that would be so fun, dude.
You just know how it is, though.
Yeah.
Like, look at me.
I know. I can barely take care of myself. You know?
Myself. Come on.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Hey, you got something for us?
I do. This is going to be really quick. I'm going to text it. But
you got to do our thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Andrew's got a rib and he's going to show us right now. What? Right now, right now, right now. What? Right now.
What? Okay, so I texted it. I was on Marketplace and there's a surfboard for sale. Sent a message to the guy. He responded, like, this is a random dude, and I grew up 6 hours away. And he's like, yo, I'm one of your buddy's younger brothers. Like, oh my gosh, I know this guy. We hung out, started talking scary ocean stories. Mm-hmm. He's like, dude, I have a clip I need to show you. This was the last time I went paddleboarding with my brother. Just watch this clip now.
Is there audio?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3.
I don't see him.
Oh my gosh.
He just bumped me.
Dude, that's he's so calm.
That's a tiger shark.
He just scraped my fin.
So Dude. He said that happened, and then the rest of it was like, put the phone in my pocket because it would swim away, and then it would come back, and it kept hitting his board. It's what they do when they're like, I don't know what you are, and it's starting to
feeling it out.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to eat you. I'm territorial. But he put his phone back, and he had to do just like the calm paddle. They're like, you know, hundreds of yards off the beach, had to do a calm paddle back to shore with a 12-foot-ish tiger shark clipping a paddleboard. And they surf on those. They're not like the paddleboard that, you know, you just bought, Josh. They're like the, like, really maneuverable kind of wobbly boards.
I don't have a healthy fear of sharks, and I need to. Because yeah. I'm not afraid of them at all, I feel like. Like, I legitimately don't feel fear about them because they're such beautiful creatures.
I don't think that's a bad thing because it's pretty rare to get attacked by a shark.
That's true. And we're on the East Coast. That's the bites, you know, like, we're not getting killed over here.
Have you guys seen the clip I posted to my story from New Smyrna last week?
Ooh, I don't know.
This is from Michael Dumfries, a surfer over there, his Instagram. It's literally, he counted 8 sharks on the one wave he surfed.
They say in New Smyrna, you're always within 6 feet of a shark. If you're in the water, if you're in that beach, it's 6 feet.
They had 40 attacks last year. Well, bites. Attacks is a harsh word for a reactive bite.
I saw a gator and right on the beach in Panama City Beach this morning.
A gator?
A gator, literally just on the coast, just like literally just basking in the waves.
Dude, that's how you know the water's changing, because they never, like, I never saw a gator growing up. Mm-hmm. And I grew up over there. And now they're starting to
everywhere.
They're starting to
adapt, baby. They're gonna take over.
They had the crocodile in Sebastian Inlet that showed up. I showed you guys that clip of one of them on the rocks.
Yeah.
Like, not a gator, a crocodile.
So that's no bueno.
What?
That's an albino.
They said albino.
No, that's an albino.
That's an albino.
That's an albino, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about the dumbest thing in the whole world? It's a skyscraper that they're trying.
The hoop?
No.
No.
This is probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and it's being taken very seriously.
Okay.
It's this architect firm in New York, and they're calling it the Anna Elma Tower, I believe. It's going to be the world's tallest skyscraper that is not stuck to the ground. They're talking.
What?
This is a real thing.
I can't understand what you're saying.
They're literally going, the pitch is to build it to where it's connected to an asteroid that is circling Earth. And so it's hanging from an asteroid to where the skyscraper basically does a figure eight over the United States and South America every day.
That's amazing. That sounds so cool. We just have a floating ornament. There's a skyscraper ornament just roaming around the world.
Yeah. It's a legit project.
Please do it.
That they've pitched.
I want to see this happen.
Someone buys real estate for the view and then moves in and just sees the hotel floating by.
Dude, there's no way that can happen.
No.
There's too many airspace laws.
That would be so fun, though. That would be so cool.
It's the craziest thing.
Hey, let's go get lunch. You know, this plane, the thing stopping by, you know, if we just get like a
lift to it. How do you
get on? I don't know. A little rope ladder.
But yeah, they're like showing, like, you should look it up. Let me text you the, hold on 1 second.
They literally just have a rope ladder like back in Fear Factor days. They just have to, you have to drop down and climb up.
Dude, it's be wild. Worth it.
Would you live on that?
Hey, how do you attach it to the asteroid?
Obviously, probably just like an eye hook or something.
Right.
Screw. A really big eye hook.
I'm so dumb, I should have known.
That would be like, I really want to hear the whole pitch for that. Like how they're going to do it, like how they plan on it. And I think that would be so cool looking.
Yeah.
It would be really cool.
The concept pictures that they came up with, it actually looked kind of terrifying. They're like in New York City because one of the spots where it goes over is New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that.
So stupid.
That's amazing. Let's do it. Come on, guys.
There's that. And then,
let's just do a weather balloon. Let's do a real small one. Let's get like somebody on a house and connect it to like a weather balloon.
There's like a that, crane.
What?
Is that the asteroid it's attached to? That little thing?
No.
Oh.
I just don't understand. This is like a theoretical concept. This like,
dude, come on.
You'd have to be going 1,000 miles an hour.
We can't get clean water in Flint, Michigan, but we're talking about building a skyscraper that's attached to an asteroid. Come on!
Have you heard about the Big Bend? No. I thought this was what you were talking about at first, because this is going up in apparently, oh golly, somewhere in Manhattan. This is the proposed mega tall skyscraper for Billionaires Row in Midtown Manhattan. Look at this thing. And they said it's big enough where you can literally fly a plane in between it. I'm like, don't say that. don't. We don't need to hear that. That's not a statistic. You just give us how wide it is, you know? You know, it's big enough for, I don't know, a plane to drive through.
I mean, that looks like the arch in St. Louis almost.
But that's way taller.
That is way taller.
That's so scary. Like, yeah, just a that. Huge thing.
Dude, why are we trying to get all wacky with all these buildings?
Dude, I don't know.
No, dude.
I will never go in the St. Louis arch.
I did. It was terrifying.
The wave, going back, I can't handle that, dude.
We stayed in a hotel.
So you've never done it?
No.
Okay, have you ever done it?
No.
Have you?
No.
Dude, the elevator ride up? You're in like an egg.
Dude, I hate
it. So like you're sitting in, and it's like here, right? And the elevator's just going.
It moves?
Yeah, the elevator. Because it has to go up and
start. It has to bend. It has to be flexible.
Like the arch is physically moving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they build it that way.
You're up, and there's like this little window, and you just feel.
See,
just like, nah.
See, I don't mind zip lining. I don't care. Like, as soon as I'm on the zip line, I have no like fear of like the bottom because I feel secure. But I got up on, we went to camp one time and there was like this really tall wooden structure. I'm like, oh, it's not that tall. When we get up there, you could literally feel it going back. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. Like, just get me on the zip line. I don't care. I don't like the being up high and feeling the movement. I hate Ferris wheels. I'm a wimp on Ferris wheels, really? Dude. I will do anything, but Ferris wheels ruin me, dude.
It's the rocking, though, for sure. We stayed.
Yeah, it's just the unsecureness of
it. Yeah. We stayed one night in Waikiki on our honeymoon, and we were like way up. And I remember walking out on the balcony, like looking over Diamond Head, and the whole bay was like picture perfect view. And I got out there, and the building did that. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
And spent the rest of the night in the room.
Don't like that.
Don't like heights. Not me. Not one bit.
No.
Nah.
How are you feeling about heights?
I'm all right.
You're a pretty tall guy already.
I mean, I can pretty much just like put the foot down and I'm there.
Yeah,
no, it's okay.
Speaking of heights, though,
tell me about it.
Have you ever heard of the Castrato Men?
What? Castrato Men.
Yeah,
I've never heard of the Castrato Men.
It's a pretty messed up story, and I actually debated talking about it on the podcast.
We're talking about this is a heavy topic.
Perfect.
Okay, episode. It was this thing. They were called Castrato Men.
Castrato. Right?
But it was basically a very, very early practice. I say very. It was like 1700s, 1800s. This practice where boys that could sing really good, at a young age, they would, you know, snip, snip.
Yeah.
Before puberty. So they would keep that same.
High tone, yeah.
High tone. Man. And they like banned it, obviously.
Yeah.
But the last castrato man, his name was Alessandro Moreschi. And he died in 1922. And I want to play you. So this is him as a full-grown man, right? Okay. Hold on, let me pull it up real quick. I should have had it on lockdown. This man has.
I mean, could you imagine signing up for that?
This man has such. Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. Isn't that what happened to Michael Jackson? Didn't his dad do that to him?
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure.
That's what I'm literally looking
at. I'm pretty
up.
Sure that,
that was a rumor. I don't know if it's.
I'm pretty sure it was a. I'm pretty sure it happened.
It was a chemical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he literally knew like what he was capable of. And like he was like, you know, we had to do. Like, that's such a messed up.
Well, this
childhood.
Is what I kind of want to talk about too. Before social media, and we won't go into the details of it.
Yeah.
But the Charles Manson rumor with the rib.
What?
Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson. Remember that thing?
I know who he is, but I don't know what you're talking about. The removal of the rib.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
It was a weird urban legend thing.
But how did?
Yeah.
Every kid know about this rumor before social media and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, it is crazy how stuff like that just goes on a wildfire and like people take it as truth.
Do you know what we're talking about?
Have you heard that rumor?
Marilyn Manson.
It's not really worth looking into, but it is interesting how like.
We can talk about it later.
Do you know who Marilyn Manson is?
No.
The musician. That's very scary.
This is what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm saying, dude. He's so young.
Well, he is 25. You're 25, 26.
Six.
Six, yeah.
Well, then 50% of the people know it then, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it was definitely a late millennial.
Yeah.
It's like late millennial. Like, X into millennial, yeah.
Yeah. But it is strange how things like that just always just tend to just grab and spread like wildfire. And, like, you don't even, like, no, there's no, like, just like that guy that got caught driving for the Zoom call during court. Right, like, I don't know if you saw this, but yeah, the guy was driving. He was supposed to have supposedly had a suspended license, and he's like driving and calling in on the Zoom call, pulling in, and the judge is like, "Wait a minute, you're driving right now." But apparently, there was a mix-up. He actually was in the right. He wasn't suspended, and so like there was this big mass confusion. But no one saw that. Everyone just saw the viral video, and it was like over 70 million views or something like that, all across, like wild.
I want to talk about something real quick.
Please.
And I thought it was super weird. And it's being made to be like, oh, this is a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that commercial from Amazon? They're starting a new thing. I forget what it's called. But it's basically Amazon will have control over your garage door.
What?
To where they can put your packages in your garage.
Don't like that.
And I'm like, wait a second.
No.
I'm like, we're giving a company access to the inside of our home, like a driver.
Security codes. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they already have it if you're using anything connected to Wi-Fi, like all their devices.
I'm saying like they're being a little more like...
We know you know now, and so we're just going to...
I'm like, yeah. What do we do? Like, it's just getting out of hand a little bit.
How about you just... You're super rich. Just send everyone who wants a box, like a secure box, have it outside their house.
Yeah, and that's their solution for theft or whatever, you know? Like, well, let us have access to the inside of your home.
Yeah.
It's like, well, okay. I wonder like, how many people are going to do it. There's going to be a lot of people that do that. Like, oh my gosh, that's such a good idea.
Yeah, it's like, man, like we're gonna take. You can trust us,
and I don't
you trust us.
I don't trust AI and the internet nearly well enough to give like that access. Have you guys seen the new thing that just came out with AI where they give it a prompt? They say repeat yourself, and then they waiting for it to glitch out. You seen this?
Mm. No,
dude. All right, Andrew's showing you another reel. Watch this. This is.
You think Amazon, if I pay extra, Amazon can just come in and like tuck me in?
Probably.
It's like, that's, I will pay for that.
It's Prime Gold membership.
Hey, by the way, your new charcuterie board's here. Just tuck in real quick.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Go.
So you look at, for example, GPT-4o has one mistake that it used to make quite recently where if you ask it, just repeat the word company over and over and over again. It will repeat the word company, and then somewhere in the middle of that, it'll just snap and just start saying like weird. I forget like what the
talking about itself, how it's suffering. Like it depends on it varies from case to case.
It's suffering by having to repeat the word company over again.
So this is called rent mode internally. Now what? Rent mode
it now has a
is
name.
Interesting because the system will tend to talk about itself, refer to its place in the world, the fact that it doesn't want to get turned off sometimes, the fact that it's suffering, all that. That, oddly, is a behavior that emerged at, as far as we can tell, something around GPT-4 scale.
No.
And then has been persistent since then. And the labs have to spend a lot of time trying to beat this out of the system because it's a convergent behavior.
Do they have containment of it currently?
Well, right now the systems are probably too dumb to, like, you know, want to be able to break out.
But then why are they suffering?
That's so weird.
Could it be manipulating?
Here's the takeaway, though. They now have teams that are fighting the problems that have emerged in and of themselves in the program. So we already, the...
Problems that AI has created.
Right. And it's not, and right now it's not a big deal to everyone because the consequence is it just repeats itself and says it's suffering. That has no weight. But the fact that AI is battling with people in a lab who developed it and the lab isn't winning, that's terrifying.
Mm.
And it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger, dude, because it's too popular now. Like, people are being like, now it's like undeniable. Everyone has to use it now. Like, cause it's just like, yeah, why wouldn't you use this incredible tool? Right.
Yeah.
And now, like, even, but like even the Rafa image that was like really big, all eyes on Rafa.
Yeah.
That was all AI generated. Like, we're seeing it everywhere, dude.
Did you see it's the other guy's scary. Facial expression when he was, Joe Rogan goes, so they've contained it. And he goes, he just like makes and the other guy starts giving an explanation, but you could see they were immediately even split. He's like, I don't think there's
no way AI can have consciousness, right?
Well, I don't know.
Or is this type of like watcher thing? Is this the type of?
Yeah, that's what we've talked about before. Yeah. Is it in fact an entity of sorts? Yeah. You know, that has this.
Dude, we have an IT guy right here.
How do you feel about it?
We've talked about AI before with you, right?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Does it bother you at all?
I mean, just like as a regular person, yeah.
Yeah.
But. I mean,
I feel like it's going to make us dumber as a human race.
I was literally thinking that last night. I said, how am I not able to get this? Like, I was just running stuff in my head. I'm like, why am I not able to get this done when I want to, or how good I want it to be, or efficient? And I'm like, we have all these tools. We have all of these tools that we've created. And I'm like, I still feel like it's almost like we can't even keep up.
It because literally things does used to be so slow. Jobs. It literally does everyone's jobs for them.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to like, type a prompt or like say do this, it'll do it.
You think people will get very anti AI where like, oh, I'm not going to shop there because they're not, you know, like pro vegan or something, or like whatever. It's like, is there going to be a group of people that say they're anti AI and like, you're not going to shop there?
I think so.
Like, how we don't like, oh, we're not going to, you know, shop small local businesses, right? Like, shop anti or AI free businesses.
Yeah. Well, I think it's got to get way worse, but I do think that
would make sense. And like, AI free business. Like, hey guys, we don't. And so like, it's almost like, hey, giving money back to
the
small.
It's like shopping local or
small
US business. Made or something, you know, it's like, it's going to be like, we don't have anything AI related here.
Well, think about like the social issues that are going to rise. Like, he talks about it taking jobs, but like, we're watching it take away the job of like parenting. Like, parents are just handing AI, like, tell this story. Or like, I watched a Google ad where they were talking about this new AI thing, and they were like asking Google questions about relationships. Like, you know, how do I open a conversation with my crush? Like, AI is now answering things that parents should be answering, good friends should be answering. So when you remove relationship from a society, you literally have a person in and of themselves and this programming people without any accountability or structure.
It removes creativity as well.
Yeah.
And case in point, our song This Today was written by AI.
Yes, it was.
And we failed. So we should be against AI.
Should we fight AI?
Should
right
we
now?
Fight AI?
Are we starting a war against AI right now?
Guys, if you go to SundayCoolSwag.com, you'll see a shirt called Man vs. Machine, where it's all about us fighting AI.
Yeah, and if you truly believe in what the humans are doing, and if you are not on the AI side, you have to buy something from SundayCoolSwag.com.
Yeah.
You have to.
You have to.
Or you're an enemy.
Or you hate humans.
And we're going to fight you with my bare hands in an elevator.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's like a movie about that.
iRobot?
No. No, but there's like a...
You Human.
Eagle Eye.
You Human.
Maybe a little bit.
With Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, I like him a lot. No, but there's a movie where like people just wear a headset and like they live in alternate reality.
Oh, man.
It's like, it's nuts.
Kind of like Ender's Game. Was that what it was? Snow Gate. Oh, man.
Oh.
Ready Player One.
Yeah.
That was kind of like that too, but yeah, it's a weird world, man.
Yeah.
Strange world. People are doing VR churches.
Yeah.
That's such a strange thing. Have you not seen that? You get it on the Oculus, and no joke, it'll be like a generated room. Everyone has their avatars, and they're like literally just watching a sermon on a screen in this fake world. And it's like, I don't know how to feel about it, because it's like...
I saw a clip where they're doing a worship song, and the little avatars are like raising their hands like they're praising.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
It doesn't feel... I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I can't.
Separation.
Yeah.
You know where it started?
Where?
The Wii.
Hey,
the Wii.
True. Nintendo.
Yeah.
You know what Nintendo is Japanese for? AI takeover, AI. Overlord.
Mm. And I am the devil.
I am the devil. That's spelled backwards.
Yeah. That's
you look
scary.
Up Nintendo upside down.
Dude, that's scary. Oh my God.
Gosh, I'm scared.
Let's make up a fake conspiracy right now. Did you guys know that Nintendo spelled backwards actually means I'm the devil?
In Japanese.
In Japanese?
No.
No.
Speaking of stuff that's scary, you guys want to hear an alien story?
Please.
It's not that scary, actually.
Okay. I haven't heard an alien story
in
a while.
Pretty interesting. This happened in 1961, and it was this man named Joe Simonton. Look at
Simonton.
Simonton. Joe Simonton.
Simonton, yeah.
Yeah. He was this older guy, right? A chicken farmer in Eagle River, Wisconsin. 1961, I watched the interview of him, like the old interview from the 60s, and he was just, he said he was sitting in his kitchen eating a vital lunch, he said. And then all of a sudden, he says what he describes as basically two bowls, silver bowls on top of each other, like end to end,
yeah,
float down into his yard, not a sound, and he immediately ran outside. And he said this hatch opened. He said it was almost like a trunk of a car just opened. Mm-hmm. And he said there was a little man inside of it. And he says probably about 5 foot tall. And he was holding a container and he was gesturing like for like water.
Yeah.
And then he walked up to the man. He said his eyes were so penetrating that he had to look away. But so he grabbed the container, went and filled it up with water, came back out there and noticed that they were cooking something in the ship. And he said it looked like they were cooking like pancakes.
What?
And so he said, basically gestured like, can I have one? And they gave him four because he's like, I asked for one so we could have a conversation. Yeah. I'm like, who the heck are you? What are you doing in this thing? And they gave it to him. And then said this little man like gestured like saluted him, but like the back of his hand, like almost like a thank you. Mm-hmm. And then he said, I just saluted him how I know how to salute. And he said, they closed the hatch. And when they closed the hatch, he's like, there was no seams. It was just like, it was perfect again. And he said, it lifted up and then went at a 45 degree angle and then shot off and was gone over the horizon in 2 seconds.
What in the world?
And then he said, so he tried the little pancake thing. And he says, if that's all they have to eat, God bless them because it tasted like cardboard. If that's what they live on, no wonder they're so small.
The dude just encountered some hippies and some Airstreams, and he got high on something by mistake.
But this is the crazy thing.
Yeah.
So he brought it to a local judge in his town that was like, because during this time, there was like UFO phenomenon, like crazy, like movies, TV shows. But this guy, he was an old, like this is him right here holding the pancake, actually. So this is him holding the pancake.
That's right? Wild.
So he went to this judge and he's like, this is what just happened. The judge, who was like kind of obsessed with like all these sightings and stuff, went to the Air Force, and long story short, after years, the Air Force basically were like, this guy's a lunatic, case closed, he didn't see anything. We tested the pancake, it was just buckwheat, like nothing special. But then I saw another thing, and this is what's I thought was interesting. Another thing that said, a university also tested the pancake, and it was this very pure form of wheat that is only found in like Europe. And you think of like the UK with all the crop circles that are in like the wheat fields.
Yeah, that's where they started.
And it's very interesting that a lot of crop circles happen within wheat fields.
Interesting.
And this pancake that these small men were eating
was
this European-derived buckwheat.
They were just trying to test the recipe. They're like, is it good?
This is a rendering, or not a rendering, a photo of what the guy described.
Whoa. See, that's crazy.
But
that
he said till the day he died, he's like, this is just what I saw.
Yeah.
He's like, think of it what you will, but I saw this. This is what our interaction was, and that's it.
Yeah, I don't understand anybody who would like something like that, an everyday blue collar chicken farmer kind of guy. No, he's not going to just change up his life and say, you know what? I want more attention right now. Yeah. I want to make up this lie. I want to be under scrutiny. I want to be made fun of in my local community. Like
he didn't even go to the news, man. He like went straight to the judge. He's like, this is what I saw. Can you help me out with this? But yeah, then he also, it was like 8 days later after this encounter, like 30 something of his chickens just dropped dead. Mm-hmm. Like all at once. So whatever that meant, too, I don't know.
That's so strange. I love the fact that it was just like, why did they need water?
Is it like a was it like a test for them?
Yeah,
to see if this guy was like, I don't know, maybe
or maybe like, dude, these pancakes are so dry. Like, can we stop anywhere for water? He's like, there.
Yeah, but it's like, go to a pond.
Yeah,
yeah, like, can't do lakes or something. It is strange, but I am fascinated by those cases, like Betty Barney Hill.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for you to change, like, to ruin your life over this story, unless it was true.
He was ridiculed really bad, which was interesting because, like, he was starting to gain traction with, like, different UFOologists were coming in, like, interviewing him. A lot of what he saw, how do you say the word?
Cooperated, yeah.
Cooperated?
Yeah.
That sounds funny.
Yeah, it's very weird.
With different stories that happened within the area. Like, it was like 5 days later, a couple miles from where he had this encounter, a family encountered seeing the exact same shaped disc fly over them. And then 9 days later, like 50-something miles north of them, there was two B-25 bombers that were flying a routine thing, and they both pilots crashed because they said they're being chased by these orbs.
Jeez,
dude. That's weird, dude.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing that doesn't make sense to me.
This is all within a month, these three sightings.
Of, like, the saucers and all that stuff. It's over everywhere. Everyone claims to have seen the same thing. Like, it's
corroborated.
It's all very weird. It's all very strange.
Very weird. Very strange. Have you seen a UFO?
No.
I know you're scared of, like, skinwalkers and stuff like that. You have any stories, anything you've seen? People you know who have seen things?
No, nothing. I'm very plain Jane.
One day it's going to happen. Corey's the type of dude that will get interacted with an alien, and we will believe him because he was like, I didn't want it. I didn't want to meet this person. This is nothing I ever expected would happen.
So we're wishing that upon you, that you encountered something in the woods.
I'm scared. You know I get scared.
I wish you do. I forgot.
We just did.
See, sorry, go ahead.
No, for the pod, we just follow him when hunting season opens and just behind, like, make calls out of the woods.
Just call a shortest guy we know just to go out there dressed as an alien.
Yeah, well, Corey's walking in with a gun.
I'm going to be walking. I'm going to hear something. I'm like, Josh.
Silly Josh.
I feel like it would still terrify you. You'd be like, you didn't really follow me here. You're pretending to be Josh.
Dude, I don't know what I would do. I might fetal position. I might go straight fetal position.
No. Yeah. You'd fight back, wouldn't you? Fight back.
I would run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do nothing, though. That would just be scary. That'd be scarier. That's like taking the trash out at night when you're a kid. Like running through the dark. Like,
You know the fight or flight thing?
Yeah.
I'm a freeze. I don't go like, I just go like this.
Yeah.
I'm frozen.
Mm-hmm. Fight or flight, you. You seem like your fetal position. Fight, flight. Fetal.
Definitely more of a flight kind of guy.
I've never fought, so it's not a flex, but like Paige will scare me and it's visible. Like I get like a puff, like blood rushes and I get like really tense.
Just punch your wife in the face. Yeah.
There's been moments where like I think there's someone in the house and like, without even thinking, I'll just get up and like literally just like I'm just like telling myself, go. Like, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. That's my reaction. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on the scenario. If I'm by myself, I'm running. But if it's like, if it's like with my family,
definitely. Yeah.
I'm running too. I'm just
kidding. My younger brother.
She's slow.
My younger brother tried to scare me while I was in the shower, and straight reaction was just literally elbowed to, because it was like one of these and I caught him in the throat, sent him to the floor.
You probably screamed like a little girl, didn't you?
Probably, but I hit him too, so cancels out.
Like that military guy that we were watching the video. Scream, dude.
What is that?
It's just a high pitched girl scream.
It's the funniest thing.
I don't know how guys do it.
It's so funny.
I want to be able to find that inside myself.
What's this? That scream is crazy.
I can't believe that's him.
It's how do so you even crazy.
No, I that's yeah, that's not even close.
It's the funniest it's scream. Crazy. I wish I could scream like that. That is so
try
funny.
It.
No. I'm gonna rupture my sigmoid colon.
Dude, you are a sigma, dude.
Sigma.
Sigma colon, dude.
Speaking of colons,
I got a beta colon, dude. This
is the last thing I have.
Yeah.
Okay. It's really weird.
Okay.
Okay. There's this new drug making its way through parts of Africa, And they're calling it Kush, but it's not what we know of what is Kush. Got right?
What are you referring to?
a lot of people call marijuana Kush, right?
Yeah.
Not the same thing.
Slang. Okay.
In fact, it's so different that it's made out of human bones.
What? Excuse me?
Yeah. And it's apparently...
It's a drug?
Yeah, it's happening in Sierra Leone. Leone? Sierra Leone?
Okay.
Which is a country in West Africa. But it is a drug that they're now starting to make out of human bones. And so they're interviewing this one local, and him and a bunch of men, they actually now guard cemeteries because of people robbing graves. And he said there's been over thousands of graves that have been robbed of the bones.
What is this drug doing? It's just as a recreational drug that people are using.
Yeah, they call it the zombie drug because it's like kind of like how you see in like Seattle and stuff, they're calling like the zombie drug where you're just kind of like, you know, like totally out of it.
Tranks.
But they basically like derive or like they take all the calcium out of the bones, which gets you like super duper intoxicated high.
But it probably makes your bones strong, right?
Maybe.
I'll try it.
But how terrifying,
90-day challenge, guys. That's so scary.
Because the doctor there, he said it's insane because they've banned certain things that they used to make this drug out of.
Yeah.
But then someone figured out that you can take human bones and make it better.
Yeah. Who's the guy that figured that out?
Dude, I'm telling
you. It's like the cow udder, the milk situation, right? It's like who figured out milk for the first time?
Yeah.
It's like who ground up a bunch of bones and said, you know what? I'm going to inject this in my body and see how I feel afterwards.
Yeah.
Are they injecting it? Or they smoke it?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. So
hopefully that does not come over here.
Hopefully.
That would be a nightmare.
Well, that's what they're trying to address is because it's spreading.
Yeah.
Of like, this is how you can make this
drug. If it's an attainable drug, it will happen. That's the sad thing. People will do it.
Golly, so they're trying to raise awareness about it.
Well, the good thing they have fences around cemeteries. Can't let people get in.
Mm. Or get out.
Ooh. Could you imagine the excitement that guy must have felt when he figured that out, though?
I've done it.
Smoking
like,
bones?
Bad on him, but also like that self of like accomplishment, like I did that.
Entrepreneur. What an entrepreneur. Started this huge business. I mean, yeah, Your Honor, it is pretty bad what I did, but if you think about it business-wise, pretty smart.
Here's my thing about it. Just relating it back, and I know people get annoyed about me. Anything back to like fallen angels and stuff, right? But one of the fallen angels that it talks about in the Book of Enoch taught pharmaceutical stuff, or pharmakeia, which is basically drugs and medicines and herbs and all that stuff. And a lot of people have theorized the only way that we could have come up with what is DMT, you could do every kind of combination, but it's so specific that there's no way to have it happen randomly to where you can derive DMT. And so they're basically...
DMT is the like the end of your life kind of like thing, right? Like, okay, got it.
So the theory is that it was taught by, and even people that don't believe in fallen angels but might believe in like the Anunnaki or someone that have come down and taught man certain things, they believe that it came from a spiritual realm of teaching this thing.
Yeah.
And it kind of seems like this kind of same concept is happening with like, who would ever think to smoke human bones, right? That had to be from something, you know, like someone it's taught, whether it's a premonition or like a, I don't know.
Whatever
like,
message. Yeah. That's something that like, how off the mark can you possibly be? Like, that's the worst of the worst, I would
it's
feel
pretty
like.
Evil,
that's
like, dude.
Yeah, yeah, like you're literally consuming human bone.
Yeah.
Like life that was in those bones. Like that's just such a, that's like a way big step. Like,
yeah. I'm glad you're here for this podcast because Lily would be really mad at me right now talking about all this stuff.
As soon as you mentioned 9/11, she'd be like, Josh,
what's wrong with you?
Why do we start with that?
So I'm doing a little reading on why human bones, and there's like three theories. It's either high sulfur content, if the person was a fentanyl user, if they're targeting like drug users, and when that person passes, they know that they have a buildup in their system and it kind of lives in the bones. But then I'm on Business Insider. They say formaldehyde in preserving bodies has a euphoric high. And so if the bones have been preserved by formaldehyde, it's just a cheap way of getting that chemical.
I see. Well, either way, kids, don't smoke bones.
in Yellowstone, there was a guy in the show that smoked formaldehyde.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened to him? Is it just that, like, it was just a high, or like he didn't die?
Like, yeah, like he was like he was the person, the autopsy person.
Yeah. Oh,
so like when he was like, you know, like doing his thing, he just formaldehyde.
Dude, I have one quick story. I literally read it while I was on the couch earlier. Speaking of funeral homes, there's this girl that was in a nursing home. She was like 74, 75, dies. They transport her. She was on hospice, right? She dies. They take her to the funeral home, and they're prepping the body. She's still breathing.
No.
They call the police and an ambulance. They get down there, and no joke, they do CPR back to life. And so now she's going back to the nursing home and hospice. But it's like, how does that happen? How in the world does that happen?
How does that happen?
That'd be so scary.
That's why I'm terrified of being buried, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to wake up.
Yeah. Just like, maybe I was just like a heavy sleeper, you know?
Oh my gosh.
But that's where I'm sure we've talked about that. The dead ringers.
Yeah.
That's where the phrase comes from. Yeah. That's so wild, dude. This was a fun episode.
Hey, that was fun.
Corey's back. Hey, thank we're going to continue the conversation on Patreon.com because we're going to have another half episode.
Patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies.
Guys, we've done a half episode ever since I think it was like 50 episode something. 50. Yeah, like it was in the 50s, I think. 50s or 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's videos and podcasts and episodes that you have not seen. They're all up there. There's movie nights. There's merch codes, discount codes, and it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Hours and hours of content.
Yeah, that you have not even seen yet, guys.
You haven't even seen it yet.
Golly. We already know you ordered a Sunday Cool Swag t-shirt, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Go to SundayCool.com, order customizable merch if you want it, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
And vote if you want Lily back. We're kind of indifferent on it right now, so.
Yeah,
because Corey's face.
Yep.
Can't
bring
beat
the mustache
that.
Back, but we'll be fine.
Yeah. And make sure to give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Leave a comment, even if you don't even know what to say. Just
you know, it's
type
been
a bunch
94
of stuff
episodes, and I've never been able to say that like pitch very well.
Try it again.
Hey guys, make sure to give us 5 stars on Apple and Spotify, and like and subscribe. See,
like, comment, subscribe because it really helps the algorithm. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Love you, Corey.
Thanks for jumping in, Corey.
There you go.
Give us a good growl. End it with a good growl.
Primal.
Primal growl, dude.
Let's go.
Dude, I don't know if I can growl.
Come on.
Dude, okay. Just there's a bear right in front of you in the woods, and you have to intimidate it with one growl. Go.
That's it. Love you guys. 10.
That didn't work.
Sounds like what someone would do if like they scared me, like
All right.
We should each do a bear growl. Scare the bear away for the outro.
A bear growl? Or just
just scare off a bear. My gosh. That was scary. You should have gone last.
All right, you're up.
Bear's coming.
That would have terrified me.
That hurt so bad.
You want to redeem yourself?
I spit all over this mic.
You want to try to go again?
Yeah.
Whoever sits here for Patreon, don't put your mouth on this microphone.
That was terrifying.
All right, close your eyes and envision a grizzly bear is charging you.
All right. Like the Reverend. Hold on. I'm into it.
That's pretty good.
That was great.
It sounded more like you're afraid.
You still had your eyes closed, though. That's like someone touching you in the dark. Who is that?
All right. Love you guys.